Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Recently, there's been lots of talk about the state of the economy. Like everything in modern society, the talk has been filtered through political and partisan lenses. One side tends to focus on the downsides, emphasizing high rates of inflation, rising gas prices, ballooning debt, and sky-high mortgages. Meanwhile, President Biden's team has been emphasizing the strength of the U.S. economy. They like to point out the low unemployment rate, steady GDP growth, slowing inflation rate, and increasing stock prices. They're so confident in the strength of the economy, they're even campaigning on it by calling it Bidenomics. Despite the numbers they tout, many Americans remain unconvinced. A recent Wall Street Journal poll shows 3 in 5 voters disapproving of Biden's handling of the economy. Meanwhile, the op-ed pages of the New York Times are filled with economists blaming the American people for not understanding just how good the economy really is, as if the average American just doesn't get it. But perhaps all these economic metrics miss the point. GDP growth and stock market increases are good, but they don't measure the deeper health of a society. The truth is that by many measures, we are a society in decline, and people don't need economists to tell them that. They experience it firsthand. Instead of focusing on purely economic conditions, it's helpful to focus on the most basic metrics of societal health, birth rates and life expectancy. Birth rates in the U.S. have been declining for decades, following the trend of most industrialized nations. What's the problem, you say? The combination of birth control and modern economies means many women are simply choosing to have less children as practical incentives favor smaller families. Besides, isn't the planet too crowded anyway? While these points might have been true a generation ago, recent demographic trends are heading towards disaster. Currently, the average fertility rate in the U.S. is 1.6 births per woman. This rate has been in decline since the 60s and is far below the 2.1 rate needed to sustain the population. This means that without a massive influx of immigration, the future U.S. looks like modern Japan, where deaths outnumber births and adult diaper sales outnumber children's diapers. The inversion of the population pyramid will create crippling pressure on entitlements and future economic growth, but it's also a deeply personal problem. Birth rates tend to dip during recessions and other hard times, showing that families often desire to have more children but feel they can't afford it. A recent Gallup poll shows that Americans' ideal family size is much higher than the current birth rates, suggesting many families want more kids than they're having. Life expectancy is another simple measure of overall health of a society. U.S. life expectancy declined for the second straight year to 76.4, the shortest it's been in nearly two decades. The decline is mainly attributed to deaths of despair among younger people, as well as rising maternal and infant mortality. When the greatest country on earth has life expectancy below that of Costa Rica, it's hard to convince the American people that things are going well. Perhaps our politicians should spend more time working to improve real living conditions for average Americans, rather than solely focusing on short-term GDP and stock market gains. This has been Mike Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.